Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hunter Biden received $250,000 wires that originated in China, in communist China, from Beijing. And here's the kicker that the media is not covering this story at all. In fact, 99% of you are hearing this, probably hearing it for the first time. The beneficiary address was the president, Joe Biden's home. Now, we know that the money came from Hunter's China-backed business partners. That's what we do know for sure. We know that Hunter Biden received the wires that originated in communist China from Beijing for more than $250,000 from Chinese business partners during the summer of 2019. Now, what was happening in the summer of 2019? Joe Biden was running for president of the United States of America. The wires that listed the address, because you have to have certain data to get a wire transfer, listed the Delaware home of Joe Biden as the beneficiary address for the funds. The House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has been investigating the Biden family business dealings and President Biden's alleged involvement in those ventures. Now, I said the word venture wrong. Back it up. President Biden's alleged involvement in those ventures. Now, as part of this investigation, James Comer subpoenaed financial records related to a specific bank account and received records of two wires originating from communist China from Beijing. And they were directly linked to the BHR partners. Now, you may remember we've talked a lot about BHR partners. And if you missed that podcast, that show, go back and download it. OK, and I do a long explanation and deep dive into BHR partners and the Biden crime family. But I'll give you a quick recap of what that is. BHR partners is a joint venture that was set up in theory between Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca. This is the shell companies. This is how you launder money. And a Chinese communist investment firm, Boa Capital. BHR Partners is a Beijing-backed private equity firm that is controlled by the Bank of China Limited, that is owned by the Chinese communist government. So it is very clear that Hunter Biden and Rosemont Seneca was directly in business with the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese communist government, because Bank of China Limited is a bank that is run by the communist regime. Now, Biden reportedly sat on the board of directors of BHR Partners. Now, the first wire transfer that was sent to Hunter Biden that from this investigation, okay, was dated July the 26th of 2019. That day, guess what Joe Biden was doing? He was literally doing campaign events, running for president of the United States of America. Now, he was sent $10,000 from an individual named Mrs. Wang Zin. There is a Mrs. Wang Zhen listed on the website for BHR Partners. It is unclear if the wire came from that same Wang Zhen. The second wire transfer sent to Hunter Biden was dated August the 2nd, 2019. Guess what Joe Biden was doing on that day? He was campaigning for president of the United States of America. That wire transfer came and was for $250,000, $250,000 from Li Zhang Sheng, also known as Jonathan Lee. You may remember the name Jonathan Lee. He was the CEO of BHR Partners. And Ms. Tan Ling, the committee is now trying to identify Ling's role in this business. Now, here's the part that directly ties these financial transactions directly to the president of the United States of America. The beneficiary for the wire, or the wires, I should say, plural, is listed as Robert Hunter Biden. Here's the problem. He doesn't list his address, and at the time, apparently, he was living in California. I'll have more on that in a moment. He listed the address as 1209 Barley Mill Road in Wilmington, Delaware. That address is the main residence for President Biden. Now, James Comer and the House Oversight Committee have also obtained bank records as part of their investigation, alleging that the Biden crime family and their business associates received millions and millions of dollars from oligarchs in Russia, Ukraine, Romania, and Kazakhstan during the Obama administration. Fox News Digital has also now learned in their reporting that the committee has records that allegedly reveal that from 2014 to 2019, the Biden family and their associates received $24 million in foreign payments, $15 million to the Bidens, and $9 million for their business associates. That is $4 million more than we previously knew about. Committee aides have now told Fox News Digital that beneficiary addresses are either the address listed to the recipient account or listed by the individual sending the wire. It is unclear, based on the wire records, who listed the president's home address. Now, Hunter Biden spent time in 2017 and in 2018 and in 2019 living at the Biden family home in Wilmington. It's unclear if he was living at the home at the time of the wire transfer, and that's what the committee is trying to figure out. Now, here's something else you need to know. We do know that Hunter Biden lived in California, and we know this now from, I guess, cross-referencing his emails and his laptop. He was in California. He lived in California when the Chinese partners wired the money to the Biden's Delaware address. That is the newest breaking news, okay? Let me walk you through how we found this out real quick. The time frame that I just mentioned, detailed in Hunter Biden's collapse plea deal in July with now special counsel David Weiss, says that Hunter Biden's residence was in California. So that's how we now know that he was not actually living in Delaware during the time the money was transferred, because David Weiss, the special counsel, okay, in his own reporting, in his own documentation in the plea deal, says that Hunter Biden resided in California when the Chinese partner sent the money to Joe Biden's home address. Hunter Biden, quote, and I'm reading from, this is David Weiss, remained in California and spent much of the summer of 2019 painting and developing plans for his memoir, The Plea Deal States, on page 9. In Hunter Biden's memoir, Beautiful Things, the president's son also noted that he lived in California at the time his Chinese partners wired the money to Delaware to his father's home. So, yesterday we weren't sure where he was. Today, going back to this plea deal on page 9 and reading the Hunter Biden's memoir, Beautiful Things, we now know that the president's son was not in Delaware when the money from the Chinese communist entities were sending hundreds of thousands of dollars, more than $250,000, and listing the address as the president's address. What does this mean? This means we have direct financial ties now to the sitting president of the United States of America from payments coming from the Chinese Communist Party. All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company called Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, they have been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the leftist agenda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, our veterans, and first responder heroes. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team, making switching easy. You get to keep your same cell phone number, keep your same phone that you have right now, keep your same phone, or upgrade to a new one. And their team will help you find the best plan for your needs and save you real money. You got a small business? They can cover all that as well. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the promo code Ferguson. Join me and make the switch today and protect our values and stand for them with every phone call. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben.
Now, according to Hunter Biden's own text messages and his emails, he shared a bank account with Joe Biden. We also know that he paid some of his father's expenses, big expenses. Hunter Biden also listed Joe Biden's Delaware house as the billing address for his personal credit card and Apple account in 2018 and 2019 as well. Now, in addition, Hunter Biden's driver license that was issued in 2018 listed Joe Biden's residence. Quote, "This was a documented loan, not a distribution or payout that was wired from a private individual to his new bank account, which listed the address on his driver's license, his parents' address, because it was his only permanent address at the time." That is what Abe Lau, Hunter Biden's lawyer, has said in a statement to the media. He then went on to say, "We expect more occasions where the Republican chairs twist the truth to mislead people to promote their fantasy political agenda. That is the response of the Biden crime family. Let's go back to the money, though, and the facts. The wired money from Beijing, China, to Joe Biden's address contradicts the president's false claim that Hunter Biden never made money from China. Okay, he said that. We now know that's a lie. Joe Biden also falsely claimed that he never spoke to his son about business. We now know that is also a lie. In fact, we've known that for a while, but this is another example of proof that he was lying. Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's best friend in business, also testified to the House Oversight Committee that Joe Biden spoke with a BHR Partners associate, Jonathan Lee, on speakerphone to, quote, sell the Biden brand. BHR Partners, the fund that Hunter Biden co-founded via this joint venture with Devin Archer and Lee, we now know maintains investments still to this day worth billions of dollars around the globe. Hunter Biden conveyed his stake to his current lawyer, Kevin Morris. We now have been told back in April. We also know that Archer conveyed his stake in BHR Partners to his wife in 2017. Quote, President Biden lied to the American people again, is what House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said to reporters late last night. We now have found today that when President Biden was running for the presidency, when he told the American people that my family has never received money from China, that was wrong. And guess what? He's a liar. The White House spokesperson, Ian Sams, pushed back on McCarthy's comments, telling CNN, the money wired to Joe Biden's address is part of a conspiracy theory. This is, and again, if the media will help you sell this lie, then why not say it? This was the statement to CNN. Extreme House Republicans are pushing out half-baked innuendo and conspiracy theories that yet again show no evidence of wrongdoing by President Biden. Just more discredited personal attacks on him and his family in a sad effort to distract from their chaotic inability to govern that is leading us to the brink of a dangerous government shutdown. So there is the official White House response. They're not saying the money didn't come in. They're not saying the money wasn't cash. They're not saying that the deal wasn't done. They're now saying, well, it's a half-truth. Because, you know, the address was just somehow connected to Hunter's, driver's license. There is no story here. If you believe that, you're an idiot. Despite the White House's attempt at disinformation, these revelations that have emerged from this congressional committee and these subpoenas of financial records related to this specific bank account that received these two specific wires from China linked to BHR Partner Associates shows that the President of the United States of America knew money was coming in on a regular basis. James Comer said Joe Biden's abuse of public office for his family's financial gain threatens our national security. What did the Bidens do with the money from Beijing? Question mark is what James Comer asked in response to these shocking details. Now, I'm going to tell you that this is going to be a story that one of two things is going to happen. Number one, it's going to be that this story basically disappears, okay? That it's not reported on. That's option number one. And that's obviously what Democrats are hoping. But what I can tell you right now is if we are smart, we will keep this story alive, and we will not allow for the story to disappear. I want you to hear what James Comer had to say about this story when he was talking to Laura Ingraham on Fox. Listen carefully.
Moments ago, we learned that Hunter Biden received wires originating in Beijing for more than $250,000 from Chinese business partners during the summer of 2019. Now, the wire transfer itself used Joe Biden's Wilmington address on the forms. Joining me now, Congressman James Comer, chairman of the House Oversight Committee. Congressman, what does this mean? What can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you that on the wire that Hunter Biden received from the Chinese national, the beneficiary address listed was Joe Biden's home address at a time where I'm pretty certain Hunter Biden was not living in the home of Joe Biden. But if you go back even further than that, this Jonathan Lee, who wired the $260,000 from China to Hunter Biden's personal account, he is part of the Chinese Communist Party. He is a huge business person in China with a Chinese-backed entity that funds investments in the United States. So what the one issue in Congress that Democrats and Republicans agree on is we don't want China taking over industries important to our national security. We don't want China buying farmland. This is the guy that does that. Jonathan Lee is the person who represents China. And if you research it, Joe Biden met with Jonathan Lee. He wrote a letter of recommendation for his child to get into college in the United States. There is a relationship that was developed between Joe Biden and Jonathan Lee when he was vice president, and now we have evidence that Jonathan Lee, who Joe Biden said his son never took any money from, Hunter Biden's lawyer said that Hunter never received any money from this guy. We have evidence that he received over $250,000, and the address listed on the wire was Joe Biden's personal residence.
Oh, Congressman, I was reading something on, I think it was on X, on formerly known as Twitter. People were saying, well, but this happened before Joe was president, before he became president in January 2020. Why does that matter?
It doesn't matter. And it happened while Joe Biden was a candidate for president. He was already running for president of the United States. And this wire from China, who's our biggest enemy, that's the one thing in this hall where I'm currently being interviewed, there's massive disagreement on funding levels for the government. I don't think that's any secret. One thing that we all agree on is China's a threat to the United States. And here we have more evidence of the Biden family receiving millions and millions of dollars from our adversarial country for who knows what. The Bidens never have said what they did to receive the money. What did Hunter Biden do to receive $250,000 from a Chinese national affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party?
James Comer is going to be meticulous, and Jim Jordan, at putting these facts together with this impeachment inquiry. Do not let this subject, though, not spread like wildfire. If you're on social media, share this on social media. Also, I'm going to give you an update. Don't worry, later today on the Republican debate. But I wanted to make sure that this intel got out right away so that you could have it and share it without having it connected to the Republican debate. Please make sure you put this on social media. Write us a 5-star review. It helps us reach new people. And I'll see you back here with the Republican debate and my thoughts on it coming up in just a couple of hours. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now, you'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben.